call to order the House Rules Committee. We are here in the Grunberg Room, that is room 120. President Dyer, Representative Chenault, Representative Kito, Vice Chair Klayman, Representative Stutz, Representative Reinbold, Representative Eastman, and I am Chair Ledoux. We have a quorum established to conduct business. Everyone, please turn off your cell phones, and if not, there will be donuts the next Rules Committee meeting. Thank you, Lori Rowland, our recording secretary, and to Madison Truitt from the Juno LIO. Our first and only order of business today will be SB 4, Barbers, Hairdressers, Chemical Braiding. May I have a motion to adopt the working draft?
I move to adopt House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 430-LS0078-T. I'll restate the number, LS0078-T as our working document.
And hearing no objections, that is adopted as our working document. I would like to invite, I hope I'm going to pronounce this right, Sari Godinez, staff to Representative Klayman, to explain the changes.
For the record, my name is Sari Godinez, and I'm staff to Representative Klayman. Thank you, Madam Chair, for the opportunity to walk through the changes to Senate Bill 4. The Rules CS for SB 4 amends SB 4, which requires barbershop and hairdressing establishment owners to conspicuously display shop licenses, allows a DEC standard self-certification process regulated by the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers, creates new license types for braiding and non-chemical barbering, and separates tattooing and permanent cosmetic coloring into two separate licenses, to include House Bill 86, which repeals current statutes that allow the Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education to threaten non-renewal of occupational licenses for individuals who default on their student loans. Section 1 of HB 86, now Section 32 of SB 4, deletes language that is no longer necessary after the repeals mentioned in Section 2. Section 2 of HB 86, now Section 34 of SB 4, repeals Alaska Statute 14.43.145A4. which gives authority to the Commission to provide notice of default to a licensing entity for non-renewal of a license. Alaska Statute 14.43.148, which indicates that a licensing entity may not renew a license if they have received notice from the Commission that the licensee has defaulted on a loan issued by the Commission. And Alaska Statute 21.27.390D, which references temporary licenses. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions the committee may have.
Do we have any questions? Or no questions? Representative Chenault.
I'll give it a whirl. Madam Chairman, what are the repercussions of removing the ability for the administration or for the state to go back against folks who have defaulted on their loans?
Through the chair, Representative Chenault, are you asking if there's a what the drawbacks are to?
Yeah.
Okay. This is an authority that the commission hasn't used since 2010. Generally because they've found it to be a not very effective way for collecting outstanding debt. In the cases where the licenses have been revoked, those people have mostly moved out of state and set up practice elsewhere, and they've found wage garnishment to be a much more effective way for collecting outstanding loans.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And I've got one question. So does this remove the power of the power with respect to all licenses for the administration to try to collect from people in all license categories?
Madam Chair, that is my understanding.
Thank you. So do we have any other questions or comments? Okay, then let's go to amendments. And it looks like we've got quite a few of those, so.
Madam Chairman, before we go there, could I ask one more question?
You sure can.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Is this just occupational license, or would this include driver's license? I can't think of too many others, but other than the occupational license.
Go ahead, Representative.
Representative Schmelt, this is actually, it's House Bill 86 that's passed our body, I think, last year, and it's only occupational licenses.
So then I've got one more question. Are there any other non-occupational licenses where they grab the license for non-payment of a student loan? Either you or Representative Clayman can answer the question.
I'm not aware of any.
Neither am I. In other states, I know that there are some other states where they will revoke driver's licenses, but I don't think in this state.
Representative Eastman.
Thank you. Well, and I guess that begs the question through the chair. So what is it that's so special about this situation where we would need to go and take that extra step?
Through the chair, Representative Eastman, I think the idea behind this bill is to make it so that this situation doesn't occur because it's been found to be very punitive and has made it, in fact, harder for the commission to achieve its goal, which is collecting outstanding debt.
Go ahead.
Follow up. And is it the sponsor's opinion that maybe that should be the same for other occupational situations or just for this one? And if so, why this one?
Through the chair, Representative Eastman,
other licenses,
as in driver's licenses and
other occupational licenses.
Doesn't this cover them all?
Yeah, you just asked that.
Okay. Sorry,
I get it now. Thank you.
Any other questions? Well, then let's go to amendments, and it looks like we've got a number of amendments. So, Representative Eastman, would you like to move amendment number one?
Yes, Madam Chair. I would move the adoption of amendment number one.
Object.
All right. Representative Eastman, would you like to explain amendment number one?
Certainly. You've got a handout that I distributed to members, which gives you a very, very cursory summary. But amendment one was added in part after I spoke with a number of organizations who've encountered other states that have gone a little excessive in regulating hair braiding. And my concern is that we might be tempted to do the same in this state. I hope we don't, but this seems to be pointed in that direction. I know it's certainly possible that any occupation or work a person performs could be subject to a license. You could have a lawnmower license, and a lemonade stand license, and whatnot, but I'm not sure that that would help people get jobs or get into the workplace, and I think something like hair braiding is something where it's not quite the same as being a doctor or an EMT, and you might have people who have low income and little in the way of marketable skills, and hair braiding might be their way to get that first job, and I wouldn't want to do something to hinder that unnecessarily.
Question.
For Representative Eastman, I'm a little confused because your sheet says removes hairdressers, and then the amendment all refers to hair braiding. Was the sheet that you distributed, was that a mistake on the sheet?
Yeah, that would actually be hair braiding is the topic.
All right, so that's a mistake on the sheet.
Correct.
Okay.
And Representative Reinbold, did you have a question or a comment?
I actually do. I studied this a little bit, and basically my understanding is that the braiding used to be like 2,000 or 1,600 hours, and it's down to 35 hours, and I want to keep the 35 hours personally because I believe it gives them credibility, and so I will not be supporting this.
Do we have any other comments, or does the original bill sponsor like to make any comments about this amendment? And please identify yourself for the record.
Thank you much, very much, Madam Chair. Senator Peter Michicki, District O. An impression has been made today that we are suddenly regulating hair braiders, and actually what the bill does, which is why it's supported by hair braiders, every member of the board, industry, and some of the most conservative think tanks in the country, is because we went from 1,650 hours of requirement down to spending a week in a shop. Because I don't want them just to be really great hair braiders. I want them to decide, hey, I don't want to work for someone else someday. I want to have the Hair Emporium Palace and employ 40 people and become remarkably successful. This is a kind of an entrance job, and we want them to learn about customer service and mostly about public health and safety. So I don't support the amendment, Madam Chair, and I do believe this is the minimum. If you look at the state rankings from untangling regulations, it puts us right at the top. There are a few that regulate with 0 hours, but we have a longstanding tradition to be minimally qualified in the state, and I think following someone around a shop for a week is adequate balance.
So it's, if I understand, you don't actually have to go to school. You kind of work as an apprentice for.
That's correct. You just have to prove up the hours and obtain your license.
Thank you very much, Senator. Do we have any other comments in wrap-up?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, and the sponsor is very accurate in saying that we are moving in the right direction with the bill in terms of reducing the hurdles to get this license. And, of course, my amendment would go one step further and would remove the 30 hours and other requirements as well. And it was my hope to take up this particular issue in a separate bill, but that's never been taken up. So that's why it comes to you in the form of an amendment.
Thank you very much. Is the objection maintained?
It is.
All right. Madam Recording Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Reinbold?
No.
Representative Clayman?
No.
Representative Stutes?
No.
Representative Quito?
No.
Representative Chenault?
No.
Representative Eastman?
Yes.
Chair Ledoux?
No.
One yay, six nays.
With one yay and six nays, the amendment fails.
Madam Chair?
Representative Clayman.
At this point, I would move to rule amendments 2 through 6 out of order as they are subject of another bill in another committee, that bill being House Bill 373, which is currently have been referred to the Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs.
And I would object, Madam Chair.
All right, I am going to rule that.
Can I have a point of clarification quickly?
Go ahead.
I don't know if we can bundle amendments. I thought we had to rule them one by one out of order. I thought they had the ability to offer them. It's just a point of clarity, Chairman.
I think they all relate to the same bill that is in the committee. So I'm going to rule that they are out of order. And you have an objection? You may state your objection.
Yes, Madam Chair. Well, it's more of a question, really. Is there something in the uniform rules that would prohibit us taking up this amendment at this time, or is that more a question of tradition that you personally follow?
It's the custom and the tradition of the House, Representative Eastman. Representative Chenault.
Madam Chairman, just for a point of clarification, what was the bill number again on the bill that's in committee?
373.
And Madam Chairman, I don't know that bill off the top of my head, but I'm just curious if what 373 applies to, and I could understanding if it, I could understand if it applies to occupational licensing and dealing with military spouses, all of that I could agree with, but I'm just curious if number 6 is really in there because it prohibits municipalities from hiring a lobbyist, and I would be curious if that is actually in the bill 373 or any any part of that is. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Clayman, did you speak to Legal about?
I communicated with Ledge Legal, and it's my understanding that all the provisions in all five amendments are included in various portions of House Bill 373.
Do you disagree with that, Representative Eastman?
No. I think that they all find coverage in that bill, and that bill also covers a number of other things. So these are portions of policy, and I think they deserve to be treated on their own merits.
Thank you very much. Sure. Representative Keto.
Madam Chair, thank you. And I do believe that this rule has been overused in this legislature, and I have grave concerns. And I do believe that in committee, members have opportunities to offer amendments. Whether that amendment is a specific section that might happen to be in another bill, I think, is irrelevant. If it is relevant to this bill, I do think that we have the responsibility to hear the amendment, whether the amendment passes or not.
Thank you very much, Representative Keto. But that is my ruling, and you have objected to it, correct? So, Madam Recording Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Eastman?
Nay.
Representative Reinbold?
No.
Representative Clayman?
Yes.
Representative Stutes?
Yes.
Representative Keto?
No.
Representative Chenault?
Yes.
Chair Ledoux?
Yes.
Four yea, three nay.
So the ruling of the chair is upheld. So I think that we are at the time that I'd like a motion to move the bill out of committee.
I move House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 430-LS0078-T out of committee with previous fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Hearing no objection, we are adjourned. It is 1:21.